Mission Pirkei Avos teaches Avraham Avinu under one Tanis Yonos. And the final test of Avraham Avinu coming to Rabbeinu Yonah was the test of having to bury your Sarah. And the question is why? Why is it that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the ultimate test of Avraham Avinu was burying Sarah as opposed to Akedas Yitzchak? And I think that we can explain the idea based off an idea of the Bali Musa. That the Bali Musa like to point out that it's one thing to overcome a challenge and to climb a mountain, but it's another thing to remain on top of that level that a person reaches once he climbs that mountain. The Pasuk says, Mi'akum, Mi'alal Har Hashem, Mi'akum Kam Karcho. Who's going to climb the mountain of the Lord, and who's going to remain on top of that abode? That it's one thing to be able to climb a mountain, to overcome a challenge, but it's a much, much greater thing to remain on that high level once we've overcome that challenge. That's exactly what happened with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, he overcame the greatest challenge of his life when he went through the Akedah. That going through the Akedah, having to almost sacrifice his son, proved to Hashem that he is the true and ultimate Eved Hashem. And Avraham Avinu, once he reached that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gave him the test of having to bury Sarah in order to prove that Avraham Avinu could remain on top of that mountain, that Avraham Avinu could continue being the ultimate Eved Hashem that Avraham Avinu proved that he was with the Akedah. So I think in that vein, Rabbeinu Yonah considers the test of having to bury Sarah to be the final Nisayon of Avraham Avinu, because that was the Nisayon that proved that not only did Avraham Avinu pass the Akedah, but he is able to remain and continue to be the great Avraham Avinu that he was going forward.